preparation for these coming Easter sacraments as they are officially accepted into the rites of catechumens and candidates. Let us now ask God's grace to give him our very best now, to put aside whatever distractions and cares and concerns with which we might have come. And now give him all our attention, because he is worthy. We ask for grace to hear his word, to prepare ourselves to receive his most precious body and blood. We now ask his help to examine our conscience, to see where we have failed in word and deed, so that we might turn to him for mercy, so that he might indeed set us free. Let us now turn to the throne of grace for the mercy and help we need.
Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you break the power of evil and make all things new in your Son, Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. May all in heaven and earth acclaim your glory and never cease to praise you. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the second book of Samuel. In those days, all the tribes of Israel came to David in Hebron and said, "Here we are, your bone and your flesh. In days past, when Saul was our king, it was you who led the Israelites out and brought them back. And the Lord said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and shall be commander of Israel.' When all the elders of Israel came to David in Hebron, King David made an agreement with them there before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel." The word of the Lord.
Let us go rejoicing. reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, let us give thanks to the Father, who has made you fit to share in the inheritance of the holy ones in light. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is to come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You're going to see a very brief clip from the movie, The Passion of the Christ. Who's seen the movie? I'm just curious. A lot of you haven't. It's hard to watch. It is something you'll never forget. It has some places that are really violent. This isn't one of them, but it is hard to look at Jesus in the way that he must have certainly been at the crucifixion. Crucifixion, the point of it is that it was a cruel, savage torture. But this clip has almost every element of our gospel reading today, and it can help us understand what's really going on in the gospel, so we'll show it to you.
Pilu, stay.
The nadmi, the breitha chadatha, the hivlechom wachrabin, the mashlech chatayin. Udo the nala the grani.
That's the disciple John. I know that's hard to watch. We'll be again showing that on Palm Sunday evening as a great introduction, the whole movie to Holy Week. I think sometimes it's very easy to have a sanitized picture of what happened at the crucifixion, but it indeed must have been brutal. isn't that an unlikely king? I've always found it jarring that on this feast where we celebrate Jesus, King of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, crowned with majesty and righteousness and acclaimed by all the hosts of heaven as King of kings and Lord of lords, that we have this reading every 3 years. What does the reality that you just saw tell you about Christ the King? What does this tell you about your King? Your King, if you have committed your life to him through faith and repentance. This is the King our first reading reminds us is the Good Shepherd, the true Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, a King that our second reading reminds us is the image of the invisible God. We see Jesus, God himself, we see God in the flesh, the image of the invisible God. All things were created through him, and in him all things hold together. What kind of a king did you just see? A king first and foremost of surpassing love. I wanted to break into a song by Charles Wesley, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace." His unsurpassing love exhibited through his patience, his restraint, his forgiveness, because he loves you. The scriptures say, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, although may we love him greatly, but that he has first loved us." Jesus himself said, "There is no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends." What kind of a king is this? A king who came to serve, not to be served. A king who did not come to condemn. This king came to save. This is the king who does not force his rule, but comes to charm the hearts of those who follow him freely. What kind of a king is this? This king is a scandal. His humility is offensive to the proud of heart. His defenselessness is a scandal to the powerful. His poverty is a scandal to the rich. His transparency is a scandal to the deceivers. His truth is a scandal to those who lie. His kingship is a contradiction to the pageantry, to the opulence, to the privilege of the kings and queens of this world. Born in a stable, no place to lie his head, a man of sorrows and subject to derision. A king? This king is a scandal and a contradiction. What kind of a king is this? A king of mercy who rules from a throne of grace. The king whose blood washes away the deepest stains of the darkest sins. The king who shows the way both in word and deed. The king by whose stripes we are healed. This is the King of glory, reigning with the Father before time began in all glory and majesty, who gave it all up, the scripture said, who emptied himself of every privilege of God and became like you and me, finite, vulnerable, weak, so that we might become, through faith, that we might become strong and confident, militant, sons and daughters of God fighting for what is right. This is the King this world just doesn't get. Because his kingdom is not of this world. But it's a King before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. This is the King who from his great sacrifice, which was a bloody sacrifice, he shares with us in an unbloody manner his body and his blood. I am the bread of life. My blood is true drink. I am the resurrection. Even on the cross, he was the resurrection. What kind of a king is this? A king who is not king of this world, but whose proper domain is now in his church and in your heart. May he be king of your heart. May he be king of my heart. And I'm going to invite you now to kneel. Please kneel, and we just want to have an opportunity to make a response to his kingship. If you remember last year at this time, I led us in prayer. I'm really not going to do that. I'm going to leave it up to you. What do you want to say to this King? You need his mercy. You want to commit your heart in a deeper way. Do you need to commit your life for the first time? What do you say to the love he's shown you? He will give you what you need. As he received from his Father what he needed, what do you need to love this King as he has loved you? Oh Lord, help us know how to respond to such wondrous love. And deepen our faith and open our eyes that these mysteries of your death and resurrection we enter into in this Eucharist. Help us with your Spirit so that we can love and follow you and make you known, so that we might love you and help others to love you.